Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 242 of the Story Hacker podcast. And today I want to talk a bit about leaving things out. Leaving things out. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I talked about Red Dead Redemption 2, which is the game I was playing, and loved it. And this week I've been replaying The Last of Us. Last of Us, I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, is I think my favourite game, both in terms of execution and sort of story, in the kind of the action side of it and the story. And one of the things, playing it again, and in fact this is probably the fourth or fifth time I've played it, one of the things that's so remarkable from a storytelling point of view is the things they leave out. And it's a really good lesson for all of us who are telling stories, that sometimes it's more powerful to leave things out and let the audience, the reader, the listener, the viewer fill in the blanks. There's a brilliant example of this in an episode of The X-Files where I can't remember what happens, but something happens and they both end up in a lift and you think, okay, there's about to be a big bust-up between Mulder and Scully. And the lift doors close and you don't get the conversation. But in your head, you're telling that story yourself. And one of the things we want to do, of course, is to co-opt our audience to become part of the process, to become part of storytellers. And I think it's one of the ways you can tell. You can tell perhaps a writer, certainly a novelist, who's less sure of themselves. One of the ways you can tell they're perhaps a bit green is because every little detail is spelled out. You know, there's no room for the imagination. And likewise, in The Last of Us, there's some wonderful, wonderful pieces of work. I mean, the main story, as I've probably said before on this podcast, is between this old 50-year-old fella who lost his daughter, whose daughter was killed, murdered 20 years before, who is put in charge of a 13-year-old girl who is obviously about the same kind of age, 13 or 14, as his daughter was. And it's the last thing he wants to do. And he's got to take her across this broken, sprawling mass of America, which is beset by kind of a zombie-like plague and also all the kind of human, the bad side of humanity that's been brought out by this plague. And although, of course, there's lots of shooting and running and puzzle solving and all this kind of thing, the core of that game is the story between these two characters, this 14-year-old girl and this 50-year-old man. And there are moments in that game of really kind of quite sublime storytelling, quite emotional storytelling, actually. And there are moments where something big happens and it fades to black. And when it comes back, you're in another month or another season. You've passed through this long kind of arc. And the fallout from that event is sort of left unsaid, except that you're saying it in your mind. Does that make sense? You know, you are telling yourself a story. And we want our audiences to be telling themselves a story, don't we? About us, about our value proposition, about our 90-second story, if you've listened to that course. We want people to be telling themselves the story and answering that default question, which is this person worth my time? So I think I talk a lot about open loops in this podcast. And, you know, you can find an episode on open loops right near the start, because it's so important when we leave questions out there, we leave gaps. We really do give our audience time to, or an opportunity to become part of the storytelling process. And I think that's so important. And this is a Sunday episode, so I don't feel bad about playing games. Something else that's cool. This last week, the podcast tipped over into over 5,000 downloads. So if you were one of those, like this one, or you've been listening for a long time, I really want to thank you. That's very cool. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business. I'm still here because my phone has closed. So we'll do that again. And remember, your story means business. Bye now.